Hi, this is Jason Ingemels from Woodland Ways Bushcraft and Survival, and welcome to the first of our audio booths on tree identification techniques and the different properties and uses for us in a bushcraft setting. So I've come to our woodland in Oxfordshire, had a little wander through, and I've stopped up against a European elder, or Sambucus nigra. Let's have a look at the identification for this particular one. Well, if we start at the leaves, then the leaves grow at one at the end of the stem, and then as you go down the stem, they grow out at opposite angles to each other. Moving on to the younger stems on the shrub, then what we notice is that there's little nodules that grow around it, almost like little warts on a finger. And then as the stem matures, you develop these deep fissures in the bark, lovely, and normally covered in moss on the elder. And then as the stem starts to die off, this bark peels away to release this really nice, smooth underside to it. Then if we have a think about the different properties and different uses for us as well. Let's start with the leaves. Then if you grab a load of these leaves and crunch them up in your fingers, they absolutely reek. And it's a fantastic natural insect repellent for us, particularly this time of year when the bitey insects are out. But as a word of warning, also has the same effect on members of the opposite sex as well. So I wouldn't recommend doing it on a Friday night before you off down to the pub. Let's have a look at the flowers on here. Well, this particular time of year, what we can do is as the flowers mature, they turn white. We can pick them off and give them a shake just to get rid of any insects in there. And then just drop them in a very light batter. So a bit of flour, bit of water, drop them in there. And then just flash fry them for a few moments and you've got elderflower fritters. Absolutely divine. Later on in the year, you then get the elderberries there. And just eaten as they are, they will act as a diuretic if you have too much of them. But it's the same with any food, really. What we're looking for is a balanced diet. But great to pop in your damper breads to give it a little bit of flavour. Looking at other uses on here, well, this particular one has got a little fungus which is growing on the side of it, and this fungus initially used to be called jew's ear, although I'd like to think that at some point they realised that might be quite offensive to any Jewish people, and so they changed the name and then it was known as jelly ear. I'd also like to think that they thought that might be quite offensive to anybody with an ear, so now it's referred to as jelly bracket, which I think is a lot more appropriate. What we can do is a natural fungus. I won't lie to you, I don't particularly like it, but there are some people out there that do. What we can do is we can harvest it when it's live, dry it out, and then re-soak it, and it can be used just like any other mushroom. Other uses that we may have for this particular plant, well, it's one of the softer woods, so it can be used for friction firelighting, but much better in the non-mechanicalised version with the hand drill. And then if we look at these younger stems have got a little pith inside them. And what we can do is we can remove that pith. Just use a piece of wire, warm it up, that works an absolute treat. Pop it through to remove the pith. And then what you've got is you've got a drinking straw there. Although one of the more useful sides of it, what we've used it for in the past is when we're carving bowls, or carving the bowl out of a spoon. What we can do is we can take a piece of charcoal from the fire, still with a bit of life inside it, pop it where we want the bowl to be, and then we can use that hollowed out stem to direct oxygen over the heat source so that we can then start to fashion the shape out of the bowl that we're wanting to create. So hopefully that's given you a very quick snapshot of some of the uses there for the elder. If you want to find out more, then you could come along on one of our foraging day courses. They operate in Oxfordshire, 9:30 to 4:30, where we look at a variety of different trees and edible plants. Medicinal plants and the different properties of different woods. Or if you've got a question, feel free to email me at jason@woodland-ways.co.uk and keep an eye out for our next audio boo on tree identification techniques and the different properties and different uses of these trees. Thank you.